Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Hearing that school bell, we hope you'll get your Bible and turn at this time to 1 Kings chapter 12. And we'll begin a verse-by-verse study beginning in 1 Kings chapter 12 as we talk about the time in which the kingdom of Solomon was rent asunder, in part because of Solomon's own sins, but also because of the occasion of Rehoboam, Solomon's foolish son. When Rehoboam became king, he went into Shechem, and the people asked him to lessen their burden of taxation that he had, and following the advice of the young men instead of the old men, Rehoboam said to these people, "Thus shalt thou say to this people, my little finger is thicker than my father's loins. And now, whereas my father did lade you with a heavy yoke, I will add your to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I'll chastise you with scorpions." That was not wise, and it did not go well, and it led to the dividing asunder of the land between the tribes of the north and the tribes of the south. Now we'll continue in this lesson in just a moment, beginning in 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 12. Before we do, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and I especially want to invite you to our Wednesday evening Bible studies. We'll call them Community Heart-to-Heart Bible Studies, where we're reviewing the Bible lessons that are published in the publication that we send out, House to House, Heart to Heart. It goes to every home between McMinnville and Biola, and you don't have to be a member of the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff to enjoy these studies. Just come into our meeting house, bring your that publication with you. If you don't, we'll have extra copies there for you. And join us as we discuss those things that are printed therein, with that publication on one hand, but our Bible open as the standard on the other hand. And we'll draw as much value as we can out of those lessons, but our attention will always be what the Bible says. Now with that, let's return to our study of this kingdom rent asunder, beginning in 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 12, where it says, "So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king bade, saying, come to me again the third day." After kindly, patiently, and prudently waiting the 3 days for Rehoboam to take counsel to consider what reply to make, the people came to him to hear what principles he proposed to serve them as king. And they met at Shechem. Now, 1 Kings chapter 12, 13, and 14. The king answered the people roughly, and forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions." By a prudent and wise course, the young king could have preserved the unity and peace of his kingdom and won the respect and affection of all his subjects. But he answered them roughly, and forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him. We should learn from this that rough language and harsh means are signs of weakness, not strength, of cowardice, not courage, of unwisdom, and not wisdom. The king accepted the counsel of the young men, which seemed to him, in his weakness and vanity, the only way to put down the threatening rebellion. He spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I'll add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I'll chastise you with scorpions. The burdens of taxation and labor which he would place upon them would be as much greater than those of his father as the loins are thicker than his little finger. 1 Kings 12 and verse 10. It is said that the scorpion was a severe whip, the lashes of which were armed with iron points that sunk into and tore the flesh. At least that's what is said by the commentator Adam Clark. The rebellious were thus chastised as slaves, and Rehoboam's chastisement would be as the sting of scorpions compared to his father's whips. And so, 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 15, the king hearkened not unto the people, for it was a thing brought about by Jehovah, that he might establish his word which Jehovah spake by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And so we come now to talk about sin and division. It was in this way that was fulfilled that which God said he would do. Solomon, Rehoboam, Jeroboam, and the people were responsible for their conduct. And this division was a result of Solomon's sins and oppression of the people and the impertinence, rashness, and vanity of his foolish son, Rehoboam. God at first warned the people against having a king, and this clearly pointed out the oppression and suffering to which it would lead. Under Solomon, the people experienced this, and under Rehoboam, they revolted. Solomon's great sins led to this result. You see, Solomon was foolish too. Though he was wise, he did not use his wisdom. He loved many foreign women, of the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Edomites, the Sidonians, and the Hittites, of the nations concerning which Jehovah had said to the children of Israel, Ye shall not go among them, neither shall they come among you, for surely they'll turn your heart after their gods. Solomon clave to thee his love, and had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. He turned after other gods, the gods of his wives, and built altars, and erected temples for their worship, and spread idolatry throughout his kingdom. 1 Kings 11, verses 1 through 8. And for this reason, Jehovah was angry with Solomon, and he said he'd take the kingdom away from him and give it to his servant. Notwithstanding, said Jehovah, in thy days I will not do it for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. I will not rend away all the kingdom, but I will give one tribe to thy son, for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. 1 Kings 12, verses 9 through 13. While this then was a thing brought about of Jehovah, it came as a severe consequence of sin, cruelty, and oppression. God did not thus bring about this division for division's sake. God teaches unity and peace, and yet he overrules factions, divisions, and the wicked for the good of his people and to his own glory. Psalms 76 and verse 10 says, He makes the wrath of men to praise him. It says, Surely the wrath of men shall praise thee. The residue of wrath thou shalt gird upon thee. So God even makes the wickedness of men result in the accomplishment of his will. Religious division and strife today, particularly in matters of religion. Well, now that's carnal. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 10 through 13 says, Paul writes, I beseech you, brethren, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfected together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been signified unto me concerning you, my brethren, by them that are the house of Cleo, that there are contentions among you. Now this I mean, that each one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Paul continues to write in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning in verse 1 and going through the verse 9. I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, not with meat, for you were not able to bear it. Nay, not even now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For there is among you jealousy and strife? Are ye not carnal? And do you not walk after the manner of men? For when one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not men? What then is Apollos, and what is Paul? Ministers through whom ye believed, and each as the Lord gave unto him. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, but each shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. So today we can learn a lesson from this kind of evil and unrighteous division. You see, denominationalism and factions in the church are mightily opposed to the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace that we read about in Ephesians 4, verses 3 through 6. Paul writes to give all diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There's yet one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in you all. Woe to him who causes factions and divisions contrary to the doctrine of Christ. We read in Romans 16, verses 17 through 18. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them that are causing divisions and occasions of stumbling, contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and turn away from them. For they that are of such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they beguile the hearts of the innocents. And yet, even with all this sin and strife and division, God overrules all for the good of his people. By all this, their faith is tested, and they that are approved as loyal to him. This is the crucible, in which the dross is consumed and the gold is refined. For there must also be factions among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest unto you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 19. The religious divisions and denominations of the world today are the consequences of disobedience to God and rebellion against his will. Yet he overrules them to his own glory for test and for the other good of his children. But returning back to our lesson, we read in 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 16 that the people rebelled against Rehoboam. When all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel, now to see thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tents. Every man went his own way and left Rehoboam with Judah alone. We'll continue this lesson in the next broadcast.